The latest estimate this morning, 350,000 people still homeless, some without running water. The humanitarian relief operation in Japan continues. BBC correspondent Roland Burke has been talking to some of the residents of Takada, which before the earthquake was home to 22,000 people. Now it's calculated that 2,000 of them are dead.
The sea is a brilliant blue-green color under a blazing sun. It really, it's the picture of peace and tranquility. But just along the coast, you can see defenses that have been put up in the last few years, an indication and sign of what happened here in 2004. This place was ravaged by the tsunami. Just inland from this spot is a majestic Buddha statue, a memorial to those who were killed, gifted to Sri Lanka, most poignantly, as is now clear today, by Japan. And just behind the statue, a place which saw carnage. A train on this railway line was hit by the tsunami wave. It fell and more than 1,000 passengers died. There are tsunami victims everywhere. I met Anthony Premasiri wandering on the tracks. He lost his wife and his home to the wave.
I sleep here and there. I don't have a place to stay. I stay on someone's veranda or near a gate or whatever. And since the tsunami, I've been too sick to start working as a fisherman again.
Some are out at sea again, though. Here, a fishing boat is being repaired. The villages along this coast have suffered terrible loss, but many have been lucky because the resources to rebuild have come in. Here in the trees, well inland, are new houses built for those who lost their homes. They're not typical Sri Lankan homes. They're on two stories. That gives people an extra degree of safety in the event of another tsunami. And the Foundation of Goodness charity consulted the local people on what design of new homes they'd like, and this is what they came up with. That charity is the creation of Kushil Gunasekara, businessman, philanthropist, cricket manager, and son of this village, Sinigama. Bolstered by donations and the support of sports figures, his community rebuilding project is helping people from nearly 40 villages. Like so many, he's distressed by the news from Japan.
You know, I felt absolutely devastated for the second time. In fact, more so now, because I think it was very ferocious compared to what we experienced. We need to reach out to them the way they did for us, because Japanese people are very benevolent. And I think all the nations have to get together and come to their rescue to, I think, build back better.
Manuja's story is as terrible as any. She lost three sisters and a niece in the tsunami. Now she, her parents and three remaining siblings say that despite their grief, they are moving forward. I asked Sam Heselev, a young Australian volunteer with the Foundation of Goodness, how this part of the country has changed since the tsunami, an event he witnessed.
There's definitely a shift to a more positive outlook. These people are looking towards the future.
I guess they're quite lucky around here that they do come under the umbrella of this particular charitable foundation, which cannot be working everywhere.
Undoubtedly, yeah. It's a great setup here, so yeah, I think these people are very grateful.
A group of boys play cricket on the beach, wading into the sea when the ball flies that way. Not everyone would do that, but many are grasping the opportunities which they're lucky enough to be offered, and they are able to live in harmony with the ocean once more.
Lessons there for people in Japan from the tsunami of 2004. That's Charles Haviland reporting for our partner, the BBC, from Sri Lanka.